And you say these are?
Those are dahlias.
And that's a species of?
Flower.
And they're in a?
Vase.
Uh-huh. And, oh, how did you?
When there were $5 at the box.
Yeah. That's a vase.
They're graded, huh? How did you heat your, or how did you light your house when you were a very, very young girl?
Well, we've always had electricity here out on the farm. They had coal oil lamps. Mm-hmm. I can remember them using those. Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, with electricity, the thing that makes the light is the part that glows?
The bulb.
Uh-huh. Isn't this crazy?
Did you make up this set of questions?
Yeah. Well, not independently. A lot of these I've taken from other questionnaires where they're working on the same sort of thing in other parts of the country.
Well, is it to compile a history of the language? Or
in a way, it's of course it's very limited. All we can do is say there are certain areas where people speak this way, there are certain areas where they speak this way, and we can say, look, this feature is common in this area, and this feature is common over here in this area. Mm-hmm. Now, this area was settled in let's say 1870. This area was settled in 1670. Mm-hmm. What has happened is that these terms have come from this area and traveled over here.
Oh,
and in that traveling, they've changed in this way. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you sell these books to people that are writing?
No.
For local color and
actually,
and
this
would
probably
TV.
Turn out to maybe, no, they wouldn't have much use for that.
They were writing plays.
Yeah, they wouldn't be specific enough. They'd want things like, we took in it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'll have such things as we took in it if that's a common occurrence. But, they'll want special things. Let's see, like the Miss Meal Colic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unusual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These are important in television to give local color.
Mm-hmm.
But of course they should also observe the local dialect. Mm-hmm. They seldom do, but
this makes it more.
The actors go to school to get rid of that, mm-hmm. and they're not going to take any pains to get it back
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching the Andy Griffith Show, and he's the only one in the whole show with a North Carolina accent. These mm-hmm. these other Californians in there from this particular town. Oh, what do you turn on when you want to get some water?
The faucet.
And let's say that's to wash the dishes. And if you're going to water the yard, what do you turn on?
Hydrant.
Uh-huh. And if you want to get soft water and you don't have a cistern, what would you? Well, probably you wouldn't do this now. When did pickles used to come in?
You mean in a keg a long time ago?
How about one of those great big ones?
Well, I don't remember us ever buying them. You mean a barrel?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But there was a pickle barrel where you could get them at the store. They'd use a fork and dig them out.
And the metal straps around that?
Staves.
Huh? Now, is that the metal part or the wood part?
The wood part with the staves. What was the metal part?
The hoop. Barrel hoops.
Is that what you
mm-hmm.
call them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the wood part was the staves and the other was the hook.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll shut this back door.
Mm-hmm. Something for a change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you went to the store and got 10 cents worth of candy, what would the grocer put it in?
A sack.
And if you got 100 pounds of sugar, what would he put this in?
It comes in a bag.
Bag? Cloth or paper?
Anymore, it's all paper.
Uh-huh. And if you got 100 pounds of feed, what would that be in?
It would probably be in a cloth bag also.
Let's say 100 pounds of cottonseed.
It comes in a gunny sack.
Uh-huh. And if you take that off the cottonseed and throw it down in front of your door to wipe your feet on, what would you call it then? Same thing?
You just